Okay, folks, before we start today's show, we want to give a big shout out to our sponsor, Texit Coin. And right now, today, December 7th, 2025, that Texit Coin is sitting right at $3.02. And I tell you what, they've signed up over 55,000 folks to help. This is a crowdsource project, and they've got over 55,000 miners that are pitching in to mine that Texit coin out there in the great state of Texas. Hey, if you want to get in on this and learn more about it, just shoot an email to texitmines@gmail.com, TEXITMINES@gmail.com. And put the word Palm in there, PALM, to get a discount on that first mining share. All right, thank you, Texit Coin, for sponsoring the show, and let's get right into the show.
Hello there, and welcome to the Palm and Pine Podcast. The boys are coming to you from their hidden camp, set deep in the Florida woods on the banks of the mystic Suwannee River. So let's take a moment and hear from the boys of old Florida.
All right, here we go, folks. Welcome back to the Palm and Pine Podcast. We are so grateful to be back here with y'all. Our first show, Dr. Barlow, for 2026.
Welcome back really does mean something. We've been gone for about 3 weeks.
We've been busy.
Yeah.
You know, eating...
carrying on.
Eating fruitcake.
And ham.
them peanut butter balls with the chocolate around them. I think the Yankees call them Buckeyes or something like that. But hey, I'm right here as usual with Dr. Barlow. How you
right,
doing, sir?
Outstanding. You know, it's been kind of a warm December in Florida and a warm January, you know, opposite of what the almanac said, of course. So, you
cold
know,
wet.
We're making our way through it. We are.
Yeah, know. It's been, I think it was like 80 degrees yesterday. Wow. You know, the Yankees are happy, though.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
we got that. Right. Right. We got that new grocery store. It's Aldi. Is that
yeah, we
called?
Do. We have one of those. Aldi. From Germany.
Yeah. I went in there and it looked like a bunch of Germans in there. Yeah. All these white complected people. I mean, you talking about white people.
Short
I'm talking, they were white like this piece of paper. like right there.
Yeah.
That's all I saw up in the Aldi.
You get too many white people together, they start tripping.
Yeah. It
Let
gets
me
crazy.
Tell you, like up in Vermont, they start tripping.
It gets crazy up in there.
Yeah, so we got the Aldi now. Maybe they have some of that sugar beet syrup, you know.
Well, I don't know. They have some neat stuff in there. I kind of looked around, and they got some good European cheeses. And, you know, a community like ours is receptive.
Yeah, they will sell a lot of that.
Yeah, to European selections. So I'm glad we got
I
that.
Like the Winn-Dixie that was there, but hey, you gotta roll with the changes.
Yeah, roll with the changes right there.
But
now.
Speaking of changes, you know, we have the national championship game coming up, and the Hurricanes are in it, you know. And when you think about football in Florida, you might think about Gators, Seminoles, Hurricanes, and three pro teams now. Mm-hmm. But it used to not be that way.
No.
Like back in 1970, no college had won any championship in Florida. Mm-hmm. Maybe the Gators went to a bowl game and lost. That was about
right.
it.
Right. Right.
You know, we had no thought we were going to win a championship in college. You couldn't have named somebody on the Hurricane team. I didn't know they had a team.
Yeah, and they were like, weren't they like a private school or something?
Still are.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Funny how that worked. But when they expanded the NFL and we got the expansion team, the Miami Dolphins, that put football on the map in Florida, and a lot of people don't remember that. And when they had their undefeated season in 72 and won the Super Bowl, I think that was the turning point when people in Florida said, we can win championships. And as a kid, I remember we knew everybody on that Dolphin team. We couldn't name you a Gator or a Seminole, but we knew Bob Greasy, Larry Zonka, Paul Warfield, Nick Bonacani. We knew all those guys.
Had a pretty good coach there, too.
Don Shula. Absolutely.
One of
the best ever. And those were our heroes back then. And they really, after that, people started winning championships in Florida. You know, so when we were kids, we collected these football cards.
Mm-hmm.
And, boy, if you had Bob Greasy and Paul Warfield, Mercury Morris, you were something. And you put them in your hip pocket up at elementary school, you know.
Yep.
So it got me to thinking, we're going to have another free raffle, maybe at the 100th episode, or maybe at the one-year anniversary
episode
in March.
68 now. So
68
we're there.
Now.
Yep.
We're cruising. This train doesn't stop.
You can't stop.
And we're
going to
have
train.
Another free raffle. And since to show you, we have our skin in the game. I pulled out one of my old cards here, Steve.
Douglas. Are you sure you want to do that?
I do. This is a 1971. Larry Kazonka card. No, it is not his rookie card, and it has not been graded, so it is not mint. I would say it's maybe very good, and we're going to put this in the next Palm and Pine free raffle. We're going to raffle it off, and to be qualified, you are going to have to be a free or paid member on Patreon. A free or paid member on Patreon qualifies you for the next raffle, where we are going to raffle off this 71 Topps Larry Kazonka card.
Now, I haven't read the fine print that the lawyers have written up on this deal, but does that exclude me and my family members from winning?
I think.
Yeah.
I think. We are not entered. We do not enter in any of the raffles, you know. So.
Dang.
We can look forward to that.
I just want to look at this thing. Wow.
There he is, a young Larry Zonka in 71. And he was a hard man to tackle, as was Mercury Morris. So we remember those days. That and they brought a lot of interest in football to the state of Florida. And
That'll certainly be the grand prize on the next raffle. I'm sure we'll have other prizes coming along as we get closer. But thank you, Dr. Barlow, for that donation. Wow. Now, when we were kids, we would get these playing cards, baseball and football.
Yeah, not baseball.
And you'd get them up at the TGNY.
Or the convenience store, maybe.
And there would be a little stick of dry bubble gum in there. Real hard. And
we'd still
up.
Chew it.
Yeah. It still was good. But it would, like, crack up in your mouth. A piece of it would fall out. It was like, it was almost the same texture as the playing card.
Yeah, it was disgusting.
Right. Now, who knows what was in that stuff?
My God, the stuff.
Probably asbestos.
Yeah, while we were at the dentist constantly, I guess.
It was probably asbestos gum.
But back in those days, there were no pro teams in Florida until the Dolphins came in the late 60s, and there was no pro baseball team. The nearest pro baseball team was Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know, so it was a different world, a much more rural state.
I'll tell you something else that wasn't down here either. They wasn't no daggum hockey.
That has been a new addition as well.
Yeah, because you never saw anything frozen.
Yes.
You know? And I'll tell you what, Douglas, last week I was flying some wildlife survey work in Louisiana.
Okay.
Monroe, Louisiana. Mm-hmm. I had the pleasure of going to the Monroe Moccasins, a hockey team.
Yeah.
And so now they're not in NHL. They're like one layer. They're
the minor league of NHL.
Yeah, and them boys now.
They put on
a show, man. Mm-hmm. They went after They would. I can't even remember how many hockey sticks they broke.
And
they're not balsa wood, but they slammed somebody against that wall. Pieces of stick go everywhere.
It's a little like football, you know, fast play and then a lot of breaks in the action for penalties and stuff.
They'd be traveling. They'd have somebody, or offsides is what they called it. You know, we have somebody already downrange when they head that way. But I tell you, the best part about that hockey, and this is really, I'm really talking about Monroe, Louisiana, but the best thing about it was the crowd. Right?
Oh, yeah, they were rowdy. Yeah.
And I just felt at home, Douglas, when I got in there around those folks. You know, it was good people, and, you know, a lot of people with the mullets, and hairdo. And a couple of boys just took their whole shirt off. And swinging their shirt in the air. I mean, they got into it, and so it was
affordable too. Affordable
it was $15.
Well, and they probably took cash at the door.
Yep, $15, and you got in. And I was with some coworkers. They had season tickets, so we got a little better treatment, you know, going in. We got front loaded at the door, but that minor league hockey, it was a show. I growing up, we never got exposed to any kind of hockey.
You
got to
be kidding me. It wasn't even on TV, you know. So
like you said,
nothing was frozen here, you know. So. But I got to thinking, Steve, you know, we broke that story a few podcasts ago about the Asian massages in Florida and elsewhere that were getting busted. yeah. for all offering hand jobs and things they ought not be offering.
I think it'd be like additional services.
Additional services.
the oldest career on earth. Or
and I thought, you know, to raise public awareness about this issue, you know.
Because they're everywhere in Florida.
Yeah, we do a little song about it to remind our viewers about the issue with Asian misogyny.
That's how we get the young people. They like music.
There you go. So you will have your chicken feeding can there.
Oh, okay.
As normal.
You know, and nobody writes songs anymore but you, Doug. I mean,
they all use that AI.
Yeah, so they use that AI.
No, AI wouldn't give you what I'm about to give you.
No, this is the real. You're only going to get this on the Palm and Pine podcast.
And a disclaimer here, like everything on the Palm and Pine podcast, this is satire. This is purely fictional. Steve and I have never been anywhere near any Asian massage.
Personally, have not. But
I want to clarify that before we do this song of satire.
But as far as realism goes, a satire sometimes hits the nail on the head, right? So to speak.
So this is called Susie Wong's Asian Massage. So give me a beat. Well, I worked in construction off and on for most of my life. Well, my back had gone out and my hamstrings getting kinda tight. Well, the boy said, I know the place for you. It's at the edge of town. It's called Susie Wong Lu's. That's when I first heard about a thing they call the Asian Massage. Well, in a strip mall down at the end of a county road, when I walk through the door, they told me, sir, now you need to disrobe.
Take it
off. I said, I'm up in here because my back is gone out. She said, we get you back through an indirect route. So I started my treatment down at the Asian Massage. Woo! Well, she worked on my neck and worked my back both far and wide.
Working it out.
Yeah. Well, that's when she told me, flip over to the sunny side.
Here we go. Yeah.
Well, I knew I was getting more than a plan when I felt my sticker doodle up in her hand. So I started my treatment down at the Asian Massage.
In that treatment.
Yeah. So there's more to the story.
Oh, man.
Well, it was over in a flash, but I landed with my feet on the ground.
Here we go.
That's when she told me that I need to lay Ulysses Grant down. Said, come back here in a week or so, cause once you've had one treatment, you will have to have more. Finished my treatment down at the Asian Massage. Here we go with the chorus now.
Susie Wong's Asian Massage. She'll get that lump in your muscle dislodged. She'll adjust your back and crack a joint or two. Well, you will be amazed at what her hands can do. Well, you can walk right down and maybe catch a ride. Park your truck out front, they'll let you come inside. Down at the Asian Massage, boys. Down at the Asian Massage.
We'll pick up the story here now.
There we go.
Just when you think that you're starting to have a good time.
Oh, yeah.
Just when you think that the planets, they have finally aligned.
Here they are.
Just when you think that you hit your peak, some fool goes to his wife and starts to flapping his beak.
Uh-oh.
Now she's down at the sheriff's to complain about the Asian Massage. Yeah, she was.
Get some complaints.
Now the sheriff was the kind that he regarded neither God nor men. But said, I ain't gonna have that woman in my office again. So he formed a task group of every man on the force and sent them down to Susie Wong's and said, boys, get to work. So the sheriff's department is down at the Asian Massage. Woo! So I went on down to continue with my treatment plan. But Steve, in the line was all deputies down to the very last man. They said, running this thing just like the FBI, we're gonna investigate
gate until the river runs dry. Now the sheriff's department is down at the Asian Massage.
Wait in line.
Here we go now.
Susan wants Asian Massage. She'll get that lump in your muscle dislodged. She'll adjust your back and crack a joint or two. Well, you will be amazed at what her hands can do. Well, you can walk right down or maybe catch a ride. Park your truck out front, they'll let you come inside. Down at the Asian Massage. Down at the Asian Massage.
Steve, she got that lump out of my muscle I had after No Nut November.
Oh, yeah, she got that worked out. You got to keep coming back.
Yeah, you got to keep coming back. You know, the sheriff said he's going down there personally.
Personally, yeah, he's going to investigate.
Down at the Asian Massage, boys. Down at the Asian Massage.
Woo! All right.
See, there we have it. Susie Wong's Asian Massage.
That's another Palm and Pine exclusive tune right there for you folks.
So, yes, yes, yes. So,
you know, I want to remind our listeners out there, if you are on that Patreon membership, you'll get the whole music video of this
video.
Song.
Right.
You know, that's exclusive.
Yeah. You have to be on Patreon to see it.
Yep, you have to be a member.
You want to see what that Larry Kazaka car looks like, you need to go become a member on Patreon.
I mean, we're talking like $1.99 a month.
Yeah,
so.
All of that. No.
It's not going to break you, folks.
No.
You'll still be able to go to the Aldi and buy that European cheese, and you'll be fine. But yeah, and we're grateful. We want to say that we're grateful for our Patreon paid members, and we do have a few on there. We're grateful for that, and they'll also get this episode almost immediately, because you know I'm just lickety split, Dr. Barlow. When we get done, I'm editing,
bing bang boom,
this thing is live on that Patreon paid membership. The podcast portion will come out later. I think are we still going to stick with our normal schedule this year, Dr. Barlow?
If we are able to do it, you know.
Yeah, if we can do it. We've been pretty good about a Tuesday and Thursday drop on the podcast platform. So that's Spotify, Apple Music, all of those that we'll still be on. So.
as we can do it. You know, we have to do a little bit of work occasionally. We have to do a little real work occasionally.
Occasionally, I don't know if you call it real work what we do, but we do.
We'll try to get them in there, you know. So,
well, have you got any news?
I just had an exciting news story, and it fits in with the stuff that we've discussed before on the podcast.
Okay, let's roll right here, right into that Palm and Pine newscast right now.
Breaking news right now.
Join us now for more on all of this. What has Secretary Kaylee Kaylee, thanks for coming.
All right, Dr. Barlow, what have you got going on? We missed a lot of stories now. We took our little holiday break.
We have missed one, and this really caught my eye because we've talked before on the Palm Pine podcast about Florida man, Florida woman don't need no license.
No.
We've talked about that before, and this was an enterprising young man here.
Mm-hmm. Now, I like to hear about a young man doing something.
Young Florida man. Now, his name was Malachi Love Robinson. He's now 25, and the story was about that he is accused of embezzlement from his employer. But what is fascinating about it is they talk about his first run-in with the law, which is what we are interested in.
Okay.
He had his first run-in with the law in 2016 at 18.
Right out of the chute.
He posed as a doctor, set up a web page, and started his own medical practice, Steve.
You know, there's some people up in Minnesota that got some things set up. I've been hearing about.
And I saw his web page. It was very dynamic. He had the white lab coat on, gave himself a PhD, said a bunch of stuff. The name of his organization was the New Birth, New Life Medical Center.
Wow, that sounds like something I could use.
So he was wheeling and dealing, and so they sent an undercover agent in there, and he performed a medical examination. He was arrested, and Good Morning America had him on to talk about that because he made bond, and it was so interesting. Good Morning America had him on.
Mainstream media.
He said, "I never said I was an MD. I just said I was a doctor of some sort."
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it kind of like when you were talking about the Asian massage, it's between two consenting adults.
That's it. Right.
My point of view is if you want to go to a fake doctor and pay for fake doctor, and that's your business.
That's your business, so right.
I don't really know what he did wrong.
Yeah.
And maybe that medical examination was, well, take off your top, ma'am, so I can medical examine you. And he called himself Dr. Love. So maybe there was there's a little more to the story.
Maybe so. But was his customer happy? I mean,
think anybody complained. They had to send an undercover agent in to get a medical examination. I don't think there were any complaints about Dr.
Wait
Love.
Wait a minute, Douglas. Now, it could have been the opposite of the Asian services. Might have been a husband
a little upset about Dr. Love.
Yeah, like my wife's at a doctor twice a week.
Yeah, and it was pretty clear from his photo that he was 18 and probably had not been to medical school or any school, you know. So if you're getting fake doctoring, I think that's your business, you know. But anyway, he did 2 years in prison over that fake doctor. And so I just thought it was very creative.
Where was he at?
It doesn't say what area of Florida this was, but he was a Florida guy. I don't
Florida
see,
man.
I don't see a town or city in the story mentioned here.
Mm.
But he did make Good Morning America. I guess they were fascinated that he was a practicing medicine without a license, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think he was giving people prescriptions or giving people injections, so I don't know really.
He's almost as impressive as that other young man you brought forward on, I think it was one or two episodes ago, that killed all them gators.
Very impressive.
Latrell,
was
that his name?
I think a lot of creativity to, at 18, set up a fake doctorate.
You know, you got to know how to set up a website.
He had that white coat on,
lab coat, and
had a pretty good discussion about what they did, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It was a holistic medical research program, you know, to get to the root cause of your medical issues and stuff like that.
Right.
You come in and he did that examination on you.
You know, after he paid all his website and all his fees, he just kind of doing it probably to service the people and help out.
That's just it. Cash only, you know, my colleague, Love Robinson, a Dr. Love, got put out of business. So y'all, you going to do it? You go to do that? They don't like it.
Definitely. Well,
so there you have it. That's fake doctrine. So.
Well, I tell you, there's so many things happened over the holidays, Douglas. How do you choose?
There was a lot.
Right. Yeah. How do you choose what to do with a story? But I had one, and this was coming from Polk County Sheriff, Grady Judd down there, our good friends down
yes,
there.
Yes, yeah, a lot going on.
A lot going on in Polk County. I don't know what it is.
He was in the news just yesterday.
He gave a little talk about his thoughts about the
you run over a cop, they're going to shoot you.
That's kind of how
it works. Run over them. So, you know.
You can't run over police officers.
Like
that's something we got to announce, right? But anyway, he had a story, and this just happened it's in the 2026, so this just happened early in January. But they had a suspect he was 30 years old. His name was...
this sounds almost like Naked Florida.
Kind of like that. Okay. Well, he would have been naked, but listen to this now.
He didn't get that far.
He was 30-year-old. So he's not quite old Florida man. Right. You know, old Florida man just show up naked the whole time. Old Florida man ain't got no shame. He gonna be naked from start to finish. So this old boy got there, took off everything, but he had on some little black shorts. You remember how we used to wear real shorts back in the 70s and
80s?
That were kind of short. He had on them little black shorts, and he was running around. And then he took his shirt off and grabbed an American flag off the flagpole. And he was at a school, high school in Lakeland. Grabs the flag off the flagpole and makes a cape.
Oh, he's the cape.
Cape crusader.
Yeah, at high school.
Right, so he got that
no
flag.
No doubt he wasn't supposed to be at the high school.
At 30 years old, he wasn't exactly, you know, a student, nor was he an instructor. He just showed up on his own volition, right? Take the flag down from the flagpole.
Put it on. Yeah.
And proceeds to running all around in campus, right?
Sounds like a little meth crack involved.
Something going on.
Yeah, yeah,
and
right, right.
you know, one of the reasons they knew immediately that he was 30
yeah.
is on the side of his neck, he had his birth year. Yeah, 1995, you know.
Why not?
Maybe they did that at birth. Where he was born. I don't know.
Right.
And so anyway, he's trespassing, you know, he ain't supposed to be there, and he's running all around, and of course, you know, the deputies arrived. You know, Grady Judge got in there pretty quick, and they got on the scene with this boy. His only excuse was, he said, now, they were asking him, well, why are you here? What are you doing running around? Uh-huh. And he's like, well, my girlfriend used to play softball here, at this school. So in her honor, I just came, you know, for her memory of playing. Now, she's still alive. It's not like she's dead or anything. And then they asked him, well, why did you steal the flag? And he's like, well,
this is all making a lot of sense.
He's reasoning with them. They said, well, why did you take the flag off the flagpole? You know? And he said, well,
I needed a cape.
Well, and also he said, according to him, that it wasn't being treated properly.
Oh, no.
You know, it was tattered. It had a few little tears in it. Yeah, so he was taking it. And that way they'd have to put up a new flag there. Uh-huh, you know, he kind of doing them a favor. You know how like when you get a tattered flag, you know, you take it to the VFW, they'll dispose of it. So he was,
now back in the day, that had been the time when they would have pulled out that nightstick and done him a favor.
The questioning.
They might back
in the Larry Zonka days.
Back in the Larry Kazonka days. Now tell us what's really going on, son.
Right. The questioning might have been a little shorter. Like the interview might have been a little shorter. So anyway, they promptly handcuffed this young man, this 30-year-old, and took him to the Grady Judd bed and breakfast. That's where he ended up. And he got charged with trespassing and petty theft because he stole the flag. Anyway.
Things people will do to get out of a day's work.
I think his girlfriend that played ball there, I think they found out she was like 47 or something, and she played ball there in like 1992.
He likes older women. Okay.
Right.
I didn't know they had girls softball back then.
Yeah. So she, it had been a while since she'd been there, but I guess he was honoring her.
Yeah, that's her ball playing. That's that no nightstick story he was giving, you know.
So. But I gotta say, 30-year-old, so he did at least keep his little shorts on.
He did have his little shorts. You couldn't see his package, right?
Right. He had on some little black.
Well, then
shorts.
He would have been hit with exposure of sex organs.
That's it. Florida. Y'all gotta remember that in Florida. That's what it's gonna be.
Exposure of sex organs. Mm-hmm. Well, we're lucky. I think the GoPro is still working. We're having camera issues today, as usual.
2026.
So we might better wind it up while the force is with us. What do you say?
2026 is kicking off with a bang. But, hey, we got some great stuff coming this year, folks. We're really excited. We already got some guests we're working with that are going to be on the show. We're going to have some more great Florida people, Florida stories. We got no shortage of material. We're grateful for that. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be coming at you. We're going to try to keep it twice a week as best as we can going forward.
We're glad to be back.
So you got anything else, Dr.
That's Marla? It for today. That's it for this episode.
All right. We'll catch y'all next time. And until then, keep it Florida. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of the Palm and Pine Podcast. This podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and should not be considered professional advice. The views and opinions expressed by the host or any guest are our own and do not necessarily reflect the views of any affiliates. Our opinions are just that, opinions, and are not legal or medical advice. But in our opinion, avoid lawyers and big pharma at all cost. Copyright 2025, Palm and Pine Podcast. All rights reserved. Please subscribe and share. Okay, until next time, keep it Florida, and we'll see you soon.